Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1. Is that my
confession? Let's see. This comes from Jeff. Jeff is out of Temple Terrace. It says, Dear Freak Show, longtime listener and Wild Splash attendee, I hope things are getting ready for this year because we need that for 2020. Love what you guys do for the toy drive, too. Christmas is great, but Halloween, that's my Super Bowl. I've loved it since I was a kid. I always went overboard with my costumes, and of course, how could you not love a candy holiday? A whole holiday that is just built around getting candy. Am I wrong? I'm still trick-or-treat every year. I don't have children. I'm divorced, and the kids that we did have were hers, so they're not with me anymore. So I don't have a reason to in the traditional way of thinking, but I also don't think that it's solely regulated for kids. This is a candy thing. This is a costume celebration. I get dressed up in really great costumes that I'm kind of proud of, whether it's a party or whether it's just for trick-or-treating. Like, I went as a troll doll with the whole hair thing and the baby face piece, and people loved it. Who cares that I'm 44 years old? It's a celebration of being something else, a character for the night, no matter what stage you're in. It may help that I'm a little more of a Tory Lanez in stature because I'm 5'4". 5'5", it's just if I'm wearing good boots. But if I don't speak and I stay in character and I enjoy my night, I can trick or treat with any group and fit right in. I remember in last year's troll costume, one of the dads helped me across the street with his children. And I thought, what if this guy knew that I was the guy in the troll getup was older than he was? This year, I'm doing a Chucky doll that actually has dripping blood, that's stage blood from my toy knife, and it washes away with water, so it won't be any problem for anybody. But it'll definitely be a hit. Happy Halloween, freaks. Love you guys. Just wanted to tell you how I'm out here about to rack up my candy. And I signed Jeff T. from Temple Terrace.
He's how old?
44.
He's 44 years old.
Can we just leave the candy for the kids? You can still dress up.
I don't understand. Like, what would be the issue?
He's 44 years old.
But I'm saying if it was an older man out there, like, hey, trick or treat. You know, you're hearing all the voice or whatever.
Right.
That would probably be an issue. But if you got a... Hell, 5'4", that's my daughter.
He does like tricking people, for sure.
Right, so if you walking out there and you got kids and you see one kid by himself and you let the kid come over with your group.
You don't think this is strange in the least?
He's not out there touching nobody. This kid,
no, that's
this,
good.
This dude is out there
Jeff.
He's out there getting candy.
I support him dressing up, going all in for Halloween. If that's your thing, go for it, bro. Trick or treating is a bit much. Go find like a
Why is trick or treating a bit much?
Because that's for the jits. That's for the little kids. Go find like a Halloween party or a haunted house or something with a dope Halloween theme that you could get all into
your
the spirit.
Trick or treating,
but going.
Pretending to be a kid, trying to blend in
with groups of kids.
Oh, that's weird. Nobody can tell. It's my day to shine.
I mean, he's not out there like making friends. Like this dude
Maybe
is just trying.
Is.
This dude said he started off talking about hey candy holiday.
I get
this
it.
This dude is a candy freak, and he's out there with the group, and that keeps him from getting. I don't know. Can you get busted?
No, it's like, not illegal.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not busted, arrested, but I'm saying like he's trying to find a group. So
of kids.
Right.
Right. That
get called out. I'm sure there'd be parents that would be like, yo, if you don't get your old self away from my kids.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he ain't doing nothing. He just get trick-or-treats.
Yeah, but he knows he's wrong. That's why he
Is he wrong, though?
Because he's trying to blend in
he
was like a little kid.
Yeah.
He's trying to fake the funk.
You're kind of
being 44,
weird.
Jeff.
Yeah. Look in the mirror, Jeff.
I don't think anything's wrong with him except he just don't have another way to do it. Like, can adults trick-or-treat?
Yeah, they can. It's called going to the store and buying your own candy.
Right. Because like, if an adult walks up to your door with their kid, they're not going to get candy
they might get some,
but I'm like, it's not a standard.
Right.
But I'm saying if the dude is taking it seriously, dressing up in a character, apparently like the troll doll or Chucky or whatever. If he's doing all of that, this dude is into it.
No joke. In my neighborhood, if that happened, he'd probably get jumped in my neighborhood once the parents found out about that situation.
You gotta rent a kid or something.
Rent a kid?
Is that
Exactly. Like the big brothers, big sisters.
And he's wrong. Yeah, he's creepy, and you want to rent a kid.
We got one that says, I'm going trick-or-treating tomorrow at my big age of 28. I'm going with a group of friends just because we're bored. We're not going with other kids. That's suspect. Jeff should go alone or with people his age.
That's a good point. We got another text. If he don't take his old ass over to the dollar store and buy his own ass candy.
Wait, we got Tony. Tony's on the phone. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Did you see a problem with this?
Man, leave that man alone. What's he doing? Who's he hurt?
Who is he hurting?
It's just weird.
Meredith's over there putting a foot in him, man. Leave that man alone.
That man is enjoying the candy whole thing and the whole dress-up part. He ain't hurting nobody.
It's not like he's messing with them kids. It's not like he's doing anything weird. He's just getting candy and dressing up and having a good time.
He's Jeff. Trying to be a kid, though. He's pretending to be a kid.
And what's wrong with that? And Michael Jackson had a whole career doing that.
We all out here trying to act like kids, man.
Tony, yeah. If he knocks on your door, are you giving him some candy?
Heck yeah, give him some candy. Yeah.
I
give him a big Reese's cup, man.
Oh, dog, you got the Reese's cups. We coming to your house, dog. All right. I appreciate it, man. Let's see here. Albert's on the phone. Hey, Albert, what up?
What up, Orlando? What's up?
Hey, Albert, if Jeff rolls up to your house with the little costume on, 44-year-old man out there with them cheering, what happened?
Man, he get beat down. I live in Denver, there. He better not come to my house. Hey, man. Look at him, Orlando. That's a shame. That's why he divorced, because his wife got tired of that mess. He's stealing the kids' candy.
Hey,
I've been following you for a long time, man. Since Y98.7.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, Albert. You know, we still here.
But, Maren, when the WAP video coming?
Well, today. It'll be out today.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you, they've been walking around here in some outfits that are real suspect, though.
Oh, Lord, Lord. Hey, I'm a fan of both of y'all. You get mad about that text? I heard it.
All right. Hey, man. Hey, she ready, dog. Let me tell you, you're going to enjoy that, Albert. Thank you, man.
Y'all have a blessing.
You too, man. Yeah. And listen, if the dude said, and this is what's sticking in my head. Jeff said that if the dude with the family knew that he was older than him, he would have felt crazy.
Yeah.
Because he was helping him across the street, like with the rest of the kids.
That's weird.
But is it weird or is it Peter Pan-ish, like you want to be a kid?
For one day.
Yeah, and so you get to live as a kid, and you don't hurt nobody, you don't touch nobody.
You know what I liked about being a kid? I liked not paying bills. I can get my own candy
My
now.
Problem is that he's trying to blend in as a kid.
Yeah.
He's faking the funk. Just embrace it.
No, you can't be the troll doll with
candy.
The deep voice.
What's that? Tony did.
They said you had some peanut butter cups. How deep voice this kid got? Wait, Amanda's on the phone. You think this is creepy?
Yes, I do. Because I used to take my nephews trick-or-treating, we had one of the older kids, like, 19, 20 years old that tried to join my nephew's group. I told him if he didn't get his grown ass out my nephew's group, I was going to knock his teeth in.
What? He was 19.
I don't care.
Okay, so that's two girls. So 44, Jeff can't hang out with your group.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, you can dress up. I mean, I'm 23 years old. I'm on my way to work, and I'm dressed up as Randall from Monsters, Inc.
Love it.
Okay.
But trick-or-treating with a bunch of little kids is not okay.
Suspect.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen an episode of Criminal Minds or something where the serial killer was doing Halloween stuff. I'm good.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know we was going there. Really? So this man might be crazy?
A little bit.
Okay, you never know. Especially nowadays, you never know who you can trust.
Okay. All right. But don't trust him with the kids. I got you. All right, sweetie. Well, now, he didn't say he was approaching no kids. He said, I get the candy.
I know that. But if a grown man comes to my door and wants some candy, I don't care. Actually, it's kind of funny. Like, I get it.
But you don't know he's a grown man. If he's got that mask on and he cover up them old hands.
But if you're pretending to be a kid and, like, holding someone's hand crossing the street, I don't know. I don't know about
holding
that.
Holding that grown man's hand.
Like it.
That man 32 thinking that he holding a little kid's hand.
No, that's
and
so
he
strange.
Holding a 44-year-old.
Be careful.
Yeah. Be careful. Okay.
Look both ways.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.